Okay, so we call the meeting to order, and we can start with a roll call. We'll just go around and say our names. Doug Sorensen.
Linda Sorensen.
Jody Robinson.
Kelly Beeson.
Martha Bringhurst.
Sandy White.
All right.
We have, and Kim Robinson and Shiloh Tippetts will be.
Awesome. We'll be coming, and then, excused, we have Rob Sierra and Randy Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Then, Jody, if you would read the minutes from last meeting.
February 7th meeting minutes. Attendance: Kelly Beeson, Linda Sorensen, Martha Bringhurst, Doug Sorensen, Kim Robinson, Shiloh Tippetts, and Jody Robinson. Absent and excused: Sandy White, Randy Hunter, and Rob Sierra. Meeting was called to order by Doug Sorensen at 2:01 p.m. Note: Randy Hunter is our new city council representative. Jody read the November 1st, 2023 minutes. Motion to approve minutes with corrections by Martha. Seconded by Kim. All voted to approve. Third paragraph, use the word by instead of but. Question number one: are you a current library holder? Jody presented our strategic planning survey. After reviewing the survey and much discussion, we used the QR code to see the survey online. Jody will put the QR code in the county paper and at the city office and at the library. We all really liked the survey. Jody will be able to access demographics from her Google survey, but we'll also have to hand count the paper surveys. A suggestion was made to have a survey in Spanish. Jody reports that the CLEF funding was certified and a letter was sent to Jody. The soffit was replaced with aluminum where the wood was rotted. Carpet cleaning this week. Help Me Grow Utah is a nonprofit group that comes into the library to help facilitate playtime to assess kids for pre-K evaluation. We have two paint classes this month, a pottery class. The playaways will be weeded through this month. I was like, the play always. We have a magician March 1st at 1:30 at the Opera House. Our next meeting is May 1st at 11 a.m. Shiloh made a motion to approve. Linda made the second, and all approved. Kelly made a motion to adjourn the meeting at 2:26, and Linda made the second, and all approved.
All right. Any comments on the agenda? Any changes? Corrections?
Do we need to just put playaways as one word? Or
Well, that's what it is. It's
Okay. Fair. I think just with that one.
I'll make a motion.
We have two paint classes this month and a pottery class.
Yeah. Instead of a comma?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve with those corrections.
I'll sit.
Second?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And that takes us to review and discuss responses from community survey.
So you all have a copy of the actual survey that was online, and then you have a copy of the handwritten ones. We had a total of 26 people take the survey, which is probably pretty average. But we did run it in the paper for 2 weeks, and I've had it displayed here in the library and at the city office for a while. So obviously it's not very diverse with only 26, and probably it was mostly us that took it. It doesn't show names or any.
But you only had 20 responses.
20 responses on the computer and computer. Six
handwritten ones. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think the most interesting part about it is the feedback,
Well, I like the programs or services that you feel should be offered that are not currently. Lego Club.
Oh, that would be so fun.
That's cute. Art classes, Bookshare, more classic literature. Y'all are doing an amazing job. My sister's local library has cooking pans and molds that can be checked out.
So actually we had someone bring one, and Angela was going to start it. The problem is, where you house, pots and pans, even things like that.
Like just baking, like for baking or candy making or something? Yeah, I would donate a few of those.
But where would we house them?
Right.
That's
right.
The hard part. That was,
I mean, there might be room in the kitchen.
I've been to libraries where they have an entire wall of lockers, and that's their library of things. But where do you put that? I mean, that's
right.
That's,
right.
It's
yeah,
not.
For here, it's big. And the swap, and the craft swap, that's cool. Teenage Book Club at night, more at night.
More programs. We're bored here.
Yeah.
I know who wrote that one. I know who wrote that one. She actually volunteered to come in to do a board game night, but just conflicts with schedule. She wanted to do more, like, I think she was leaning more towards like a Dungeon and Dragons type of thing with teenagers, which I know nothing about Dungeons and Dragons.
But the kids that do know about it, they're way into it, and it might...
So I think she said she wanted to maybe try to start once summer, once school is out. She was going to do that once a month, so.
Hot chocolate and
coffee?
Hot
chocolate and coffee, yeah. That's
gonna You're like, okay, somebody's going to have to maintain a hot chocolate and coffee machine. No,
there are
that's a mess.
Park City Library has a coffee shop in it.
Yeah, so does the one in Mesquite, the new one in Mesquite.
And the people that work there are all neurally diverse.
Yeah.
They all have Down syndrome, and they have it's pretty cool for
you have to add another room to the building. Coffee job.
Can you squeeze that in?
Yeah. And I don't know why you guys aren't. I don't know why you guys aren't closed on Monday. I don't know why you don't take Sunday and Monday. I don't know why you don't have 2 days together.
So we have you're required to meet, be open, have certain open hours. So you have to have so many night, so many weekend, mm-hmm. and so many day. So we can take that Friday off, but then we have to have the weekend, the Saturday.
Right.
Yeah, so, but why don't you work Friday and close Monday?
And close Monday, and then everybody has 2 days
because. I like Fridays. Honestly, I'm busy. I have things. I don't know.
Oh, like sports and stuff like that. Yeah.
Teenagers, it's
hard
to...
I forgot about the sports and stuff. Yeah.
It's okay. They're all leaving me soon enough.
The other reason it was decided on Friday... Friday was actually the least number of
people visited.
It's funny. Monday is... If I brought in my stats, I don't have a... per day, but Monday is like 60 people. By Wednesday, Thursday, it's like 20, 15.
Yeah, okay.
Saturday's 12, you know?
Yeah.
But I think Monday is, we have our laminator on Mondays. We have usually programs. People are used to getting up and by like, I got to go to the library today and get my things done. And,
oh, yeah. Okay.
Are there other days that laminator's on?
That's the only one, unless we have a big job and we, you know, can have to turn it on for some other reason. It just takes about a half hour to warm up, and I think power that it takes to actually run it.
So all day Monday, because I need to come get things laminated. So
as you went through this, is there anything that surprised you or anything that was brought out?
As far as the, like... what people come for, digital books, audio books, a lot of they didn't know the digital or the audio or the play away. I mean, really our physical books are probably the biggest format used.
Do you get to see statistics of library card users on Libby?
No, the state does a little bit, but still not specifics, I think. But I will tell you that I probably have a lot more people call that I would have never even known they had a library card, but they're just calling to get it renewed so they can use Libby. In fact, Caleb came in and I was like, hey buddy, what can I do for you? And he's like, I can't get into Libby. And I was like, oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's
cool. He loves it. Yeah. He uses it all the time.
I know I had another young man come in, and he said he had no idea. And so he had a library card with the 5 digits from when he was a little boy. We got him updated and got him a Libby because he's in the tractor for, you know, 8 or 9 hours a day. So I think that's good to get. I mean, it was good to get information out there. I do think that we've had people.
I mean, I wish we would have had 100 responses.
Right.
But yeah. It is what it is.
And I don't think, I really don't think that long-term plan, I mean, I'm going to leave it up and I could put it back in the newspaper again and just say, hey, we still would love to have your input.
Right.
I don't, the city just did I don't know if you guys saw that survey, the city, and I think they only leave it up for a month.
Right.
But that well-being.
And why didn't every city councilman and their family fill out a survey for the library?
Right.
And county.
So maybe I'll say something.
Go to the city council meeting and say, here's a paper survey for you and every family member in your household.
Yeah.
Well, I know, I think Shiloh, well, we had a few different patrons that did it for their kids. And you'll see that on there.
I saw the kids' response.
There's
but that's awesome.
It was good.
I told one of my volunteers at the closet, I said, have your kids answer the questions.
I think with the questions, are there any other programs? I think sometimes people just feel like they have to say something. So, I mean, Teenage Book Club, we can't get a teenager in here to save our life. That's a mom saying, get my kid out of the house, you know. But it's really hard to get teenagers in here.
And you look at the activities that are going on.
They're swamped with sports and plays and everything else they do.
Plays,
drama, dance, sports.
And I mean, we've had the conversation here, and Leah brought up that you have just a different dynamic. You can't just, you get kids, like she had kids and you know, really nerdy kids that like this, and then other kids and they don't come back because there's a bunch of nerdy kids. So it's hard to balance that dynamic without having like a program, like to say, hey, we're going to do a paint night. So everybody's going to do the same thing. I don't know if how that works, but just to have them, just to get them in here, it's just such a diverse group of kids that it's...
You do get some in your art classes.
I do. In fact, I had a mom that wanted to do a birthday party, although I'm not going to facilitate a birthday party, but yes, you know, that's pretty cool. I don't know. So did this tell us much?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I think a little bit. I think, if we leave it up for a little bit longer, maybe we can get some more.
Yeah. And if the city wanted to provide you with more funding for another staff member, then you could open on Friday and let somebody work Friday. And then, your staff just take alternate days off or other days off.
But I thought that was weird because they were open till 6. They get out of school at 3. They could come any day after school.
Right.
So Friday being early out doesn't really, that doesn't make, it doesn't seem like that.
Maybe it's someplace they do park their kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
For sure.
My kids come home on Friday, and I don't like that.
So is there something now that we need to be doing with this?
So they just suggested that when you write your long-term plan, you go to the community to see what the needs were.
Okay.
So I don't feel like there's an overwhelming need of any. There's a lot of different ideas, but there's not one big overwhelming need.
Yeah.
So we just need to, I think we have a pretty good long-term plan. We talked about making it more of a visual than it was than just a list of things, so that might be something we can work on. Is just making it more accessible to first at like just at a glance type of thing. But so,
okay.
So we can move on.
Okay, then let's go to updates.
So, some grant updates. For this fiscal year, we have just over $3,000 left in the borrower support grant. We were given twice as much. So the fact that we only have 2 months and we still have $3,000 is pretty understandable because they did give us so much more this year for that.
What grant was that?
That's the borrower support, and that's the ILLs. So that funds our shipping costs of all the ILL,
which is good.
Product. Perfect. Yeah, stuff that we get in.
Thank
you. We received $5,383 for CLEF funding. That will start this next fiscal year. And we also were awarded the tech enhancement grant for $4,300, which has been spent and
because we have really good tech guys. So what we got with that was Leah got a new monitor. I don't know if you guys have noticed
Big, yeah, the big one.
And what that enables her to do is when she's doing ILS, she can pull up her spreadsheet and the website, work it all out together, where before it was going back and forth and closing out and, you know. All staff computers were upgraded. So Leah and mine and Addie's computers were upgraded with new software. Our old computers are going to be installed back here, so these are upgraded. There's a standard that you can't have a computer that's older than 9 years. So that's just a continual kind of thing, is we can upgrade and then upgrade these guys. A point of entry switch. So if you guys want to later, anyway, in this closet is where all of the cords and wires come in for our computers, cameras, everything. And it looks like a fire hazard, but it's not, because it's not electrical. But he's going to bring in one unit where everything plugs into the one unit, and that was probably the biggest cost in that $4,300.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that will, but it's never been updated in there. I mean, it's been since probably this addition, they've just kept adding a little computer here, a little computer there. So
that'll be nice.
And then that also didn't cost as much as he thought it was going, so he had $600 left. And he got me a new laptop, which is great.
No, you needed it.
This laptop is really old.
Yeah.
So that was a good thing. It's all reimbursable. So he billed me. I sent it to the city. The city will pay it, and then the state will reimburse.
Cool.
Just some quick numbers. Since the first of the year, as far as outreach, we have outreached to around 350 people. The Dr. Seuss night was about 250 families came that we were able to promote our summer reading program.
Oh, nice.
Our passive programs, which are just coloring sheets, or we'll have she's got out there, which do you prefer, swimming or, you know, and the kids just get to vote. It's just something to keep them participating in the library. We've had about 350 passive program people.
Nice.
The magician drew out about 120 people. It was really fun.
I heard it was
really
good.
It was super
too.
Cute.
Yeah.
I would have him back in a heartbeat. He was good.
He was good.
Craft swap. We had filled every table in our basement, and we had about 45 shoppers, which was pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
We still have some left over. We're probably going to take that to the DI. Just I didn't throw anything out when people brought donations. I don't.
Right. Yeah.
Some of it wasn't something that you'd want to pick up, so it just got boxed up. But our art exhibit, around 40 people had come through to see the art exhibit that was here through March and April. Adult programs, we've had over 150 since the first of the year. Our general attendance has been at over 2,500 people. An item circulated since the first of the year has been over 10,000 items. And we've had over 200 people using our computers. So.
Wow.
Is this per month?
This is just since the first of the year.
The first of the year. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Still, they're good numbers.
It's good numbers. I think. Yeah. I feel like things are good. We our summer reading program kicks off on May 20th. So we will set up outside and have people drive by and give them information. The programs start June 3rd through August 1st. And we actually are going into the elementary also to deliver that information again, okay, to get kids in our summer reading program. So that is all the updates I have.
Okay.
What is the CLEFT?
CLEFT fund is, so it is money that I have to certify I have to be a certified library to be able to get, it's money from the state library. And it's about $6,000 a year, and its certification is in the fall, and I have to meet all the certain requirements, like being open hours and things like that. And programs too. In fact, Minersville has counted maybe little trivial things as programs, but she gets more money in her CLEFT funding because she's counting these programs. It's not much more money, but Milford doesn't do any programming, and they get quite a bit less of their CLEFT fund.
So how much did we get?
Our CLEFT fund is for this next coming year is $5,383.
And is this for programs?
It is, and books. I usually use a lot of it for our playways and our tablets. I can't buy prizes, and I can't buy crafts. I can't buy stuff like that to be used in programs. But if I was going to do a sewing class and I needed a sewing machine, then I could use that.
So what do you use to buy prizes?
We use our city fund.
Oh, okay.
Just the money I get. I get about $15,000 from the city. And that, we use those for the empty prize shelf.
How do you spell CELF?
CELF.
That's all.
It's Community Library Enhancement Fund is what it stands for.
I spelled that wrong. Last minute.
Yes.
Did you?
It says cleft.
Yes. Yeah, like a cleft palate.
Like that's how I spelled it.
I don't know. They didn't tell me it was an acronym.
Sounds about right. Oh, so then we need three
corrections. We can update that with three corrections.
C-E-L-E-F.
C E, is that what it is?
Is it C-E-L-F or
C-E-L-F?
Yeah,
C-E-L-F. Community Library
Enhancement Fund. Okay.
Oh.
So,
okay. Whenever you're ready, I just thought I'd get that started.
Okay.
So, the library in Minersville has some really cool prizes for her.
I know.
Programs.
So they do things a lot different. They do things a lot different. So she actually sets up teams, and the winning team gets to pick. She'll go throughout the whole year and go like to Walmart and get whatever's on clearance. So they do have some fun things.
Really
ours cool. Isn't like you win anything. It's just you keep track of your reading, you get shillings, you can buy something. It's not a winning thing, you know.
You're earning it.
But what was funny last year, she had this really nice little scooter, which was the big prize, and the kid that won it broke it and threw it away within a day. And she was, I said to her, kids don't understand the value of things. So that's why we've always just done these. We have kids that would rather come and spend all their money on the teeny tiny dinosaurs than actually the cool slime or whatever it is. Yeah. Hi, Karen. Can she hear me?
I think we can hear her.
Unmute.
Hi, Karen. Oh.
Hi, Jody. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it looks like, is this the same sound quality?
Which was better?
This, or I think my headphones are open for this.
And that's pretty quiet.
We'll just do this. I think my headphones are not working.
Okay. I have you on a projector, so I'm not going to share my video so we can see you on the screen, on the wall better. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, we've got to finish up and close our meeting really quick.
Okay.
Is there anything else that we...
I think we're done.
August meeting. Okay. You got to set the date and time for the next meeting.
August. I don't have my calendar on me. Can you tell me what the first Wednesday in August? 7th? August 7th. We go shoot for 11 o'clock again?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I make a motion that we accept that date of August 7th at 11.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And then I think we're ready to adjourn. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 11:25.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay.